Welcome back, tech enthusiasts, to another episode of the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the circuits of tech topics. I'm Alex, your guide through the labyrinth of technology.
And I'm Jamie, your fellow tech traveler, here to ask the questions you're thinking and maybe crack a joke or two along the way. Today, we're exploring the ever-evolving world of data engineering. Buckle up.
Oh, it's going to be a ride, Jamie. Databases are essentially the unsung heroes behind every app you love, every online purchase, and even the social media profiles you scroll through daily.
So, like the digital version of a warehouse, but instead of storing boxes, they store data.
Exactly. But imagine a warehouse that needs to handle billions of boxes efficiently, find any box instantly, and ensure no one's box gets lost or duplicated. That's where the magic of databases comes in.
I've always heard about SQL and NoSQL databases. Can you break those down for me?
Sure thing. SQL, or Structured Query Language, is the traditional language used to communicate with databases. Think of it as the rule-abiding librarian who insists on organizing books by a strict system, author, title, genre, etc.
And NoSQL is the cool, laid-back librarian who's like, just throw the books anywhere, we'll find them eventually.
Not exactly, but close. NoSQL databases are more about flexibility and scaling. They can handle a vast amount of data that doesn't fit into traditional SQL schemas like JSON documents, key-value pairs, or wide-column stores.
Got it. So it's like SQL for structured data and NoSQL for the wild, wild west of unstructured data.
Perfect analogy. And within these two camps, there's a whole universe. For example, in the SQL world, we have PostgreSQL, known for its reliability and data integrity. Then there's MongoDB in the NoSQL camp, great for rapid development and scalable applications.
But how do you choose between them?
It boils down to your project needs. If you have a lot of complex relationships and transactions, like in banking apps, SQL databases like PostgreSQL are your best bet. For more dynamic, evolving data, MongoDB can be a lifesaver.
Ah, so it's like choosing between a Swiss Army knife and a sledgehammer. Depends on the task at hand.
Precisely. But there's more to it. Data engineering doesn't stop at choosing a database. It's also about how we move and shape data, ensuring it's clean, organized, and accessible for analytics, machine learning, or any other application.
That sounds like a lot of heavy lifting.
It is, but it's also where the magic happens. Data engineers use tools and processes to ingest data from various sources, transform it into a useful format, and then store it efficiently for future use.
So they're like the chefs of the data world, turning raw ingredients into a delicious meal.
Exactly. And just like in cooking, having the right tools and ingredients makes all the difference.
Before we wrap up, any final thoughts on the future of data engineering?
The future is bright, Jamie. As we generate more data, the importance of efficiently storing, processing, and analyzing this data only grows. Skills in SQL, NoSQL, data pipelines, and analytics will continue to be in high demand.
So, what you're saying is, it's a good time to be a data nerd.
The best time, Jamie. And for our listeners, whether you're a seasoned data engineer or just curious about databases, keep exploring, keep learning, and who knows, maybe you'll be the one to engineer the next big data breakthrough.
That's all the time we have today on the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Thanks for tuning in, and a big thank you to Alex for demystifying the world of data engineering with us.
My pleasure, Jamie. And to our listeners, keep those queries running and stay curious. Until next time.